I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon joins us now as he does each week at this time, and we are going to delve into the world of ETFs. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that gives you not only his picks and talks about what's trending, but it has information on all things related to ETFs, from what's new and what's developing to what's changing and much, much more. Of course, it's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the First Trust RBA American Industrial Renaissance ETF, ticker symbol AIRR.
AIRR. It's the First Trust RBA American Industrial Renaissance ETF. American Industrial Renaissance. I'm thinking this has a little something to do with politics. Am I wrong?
It almost sounds like royalty, doesn't it, Chuck? Well, a little bit more about it. Number one, RBA stands for Richard Bernstein and Associates. Richard Bernstein, as you know, is a world-class money manager. He's been on Wall Street for decades, and I actually had a chance to talk to him last week right after the results of the election. So the whole idea about infrastructure is really on the top of Mr. Trump's agenda. And when you look to see what area of the stock market was really moving the day after the election, it was infrastructure and infrastructure-related companies. When you look at this ETF, not only is it in the right place, but it's also made up of mid- and small-cap U.S. manufacturers and infrastructure companies, which keep it away from global development. So it's just U.S., and by not having global development involved, there aren't additional tariffs or taxes or restrictions that may come into play regarding the current trade deals that are going on or even future trade deals that might be going on. So here's one of those things that if you feel with this new administration and with trillions of dollars that may be going into infrastructure, it's a way to play it. It's real specific. If you go in and look at this ETF and see what it's done since the election, it's had a pretty good move. But also the great thing is the valuations of these stocks are in very reasonable levels at this time.
Is this a 200-day moving average play? I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, we think the election of a new president, although either candidate was going to be pushing for infrastructure stuff, so I don't think it's a surprise necessarily either way, but is this a 200-day moving average play where you want the trend and not just the spoken word of politicians to be going your way?
I think, and you and I have talked about this a lot lately, as you're going into 2017, we may not just be able to count on a bull market in stocks and a bull market in bonds. I think you're going to have to pick your spots a little bit more. So the other thing that's great is in the ETF space, there's so many more innovative ETF opportunities that are in addition to buying the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000 or that type of thing, the traditional cap-weighted indexes. There really are opportunities where if you have a core holding in your portfolio and you feel like you want to be a little bit more innovative in some areas of the market that based on the fundamentals and based on the valuations might continue to do well, here's a great opportunity. But if you also are a trader, this is definitely an opportunity on the 200-day average. It's above its 200-day average. It's been around for almost 3 years now. And as far as the story's concerned, it's definitely interesting.
It is. The other side that I find interesting about this is frequently when we talk about a specialized fund, we wind up saying, well, you know, you have a lot of this stuff in your plain vanilla growth fund or what have you. In this case, not so much. You're going to be dealing with some stocks that might be outside of that. So where does this money come from? Is this a case where you take it out of that broad, diversified domestic stock side of things, or does it come from someplace else?
If I were to bet, and I don't bet, but if I were to bet, I'd say over the next 4 years that this ETF might do better than the S&P 500 because it's specific into an area that we know there's going to be a lot of money and build out in infrastructure. So again, don't know and there's no guarantee. So if you've got a lot of your portfolio that's specifically designated to correlate highly with the S&P 500, you may take 5% of that and put it into this ETF. On the other hand, if you're somewhat jittery about what the market might be bringing us in the coming years and you just want to be a little bit more tactical, here's an ETF that's above its trend line, and if you want to buy it as long as above its trend line and sell it when it goes below its 200-day average, that's maybe a decent opportunity to find a trend within a certain sector and take advantage of it.
Very quickly, fund only has about $25 million in it. That's about as small as you go, right?
It is, but when you look at the volume, especially the volume lately, and how tight the spread has been, it's very, very liquid. And most importantly, when you bring up something like this, be sure to put in a limit order. So watch the bid and the ask spread. Put a limit order in specific right between that, and I think you'll be fine.
It's the First Trust RBA American Industrial Renaissance ETF, ticker symbol AIRR, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. You can go to that website for more information. You can also follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. And while you're doing that, follow Tom, too. He's at Tom Lydon. All right, that was a fun way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life, but we've got plenty more planned, so settle back and relax, and don't you dare touch that dial. This is Money Life, and we will be right back with more.